This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Messer come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modden for 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is Girls Division 7 regional action from Vandalia Butler here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fort Loramie, Delaware Christian in Game 1, followed by Mississinewa Valley in Game 2 against Legacy Christian. Fort Loramie 22-3 on the year, Delaware Christian 20-3. The Eagles came out of Central District 2, won that title with a couple victories over Millersport, and the other opponent that Delaware Christian knocked off quite handily in that district tournament action was the Wellington School. Those triumphs by 20-13. Delaware Christian is averaging 46 a game in 17 games this year. They allowed less than 32. Something's got to give here tonight. Fort Loramie is averaging 53 points a game, giving up 28. Those numbers just don't match up. Will Fort Loramie's defense prevail like it has over and over here in tournament play and over Carla Siegel's career? We are going to find out. Certainly, schedule strength, big difference between these two clubs. League conference action as well. Delaware Christian, only 8 varsity players. Both clubs on the floor. They've just entered. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Doubleheader tonight from here at Vandalia Butler. Chuck, it is a prohibitive favorite in Fort Loramie, no question about it. Delaware Christian would have to really pull off a big surprise. Fort Loramie would have to bring its D-minus game, I think, tonight in order for the Redskins to have a difficult time whipping its opponent this evening.
Well, I think so. I mean, just comparing of the teams that each team has played, and Loramie, they've been here, what, 40 years in a row in the regional, and that's a big difference. You know, Delaware had that long trip over, but hey, they're going to go out there. They're going to give it an effort. They've only got 8 young ladies dressed, and that could also play against them because Loramie's going to pressure you and tire you out. So, you know, it should be Loramie's game to name the score.
A depth a factor for certain. Fort Loramie Redskins led by Avery Brandewee, 19 points a game. Victoria Mesher at 12. Delaware Christian is paced by Addie Beard at 17.6. Brooke Huffman at 14.7. Beard, a 5'10 senior. Huffman, a 5'11 sophomore. Redskins winning game number 1,000 in program history over a 50-year spread in time. It happened this past Sunday. Chuck, you were there. It was quite easy running clock fourth quarter against Middletown Christian.
Yeah, they played okay. You know, you could tell they were, you know, it was kind of a weird floor and a different setting down there. But 1,000 wins for the girls program is absolutely incredible. It's hard to wrap your mind around it.
The head coach, Carlos Siegel, I think is taking pretty good advantage of these soft opponents in sectional and district action. And she's giving her full roster a good view out on the basketball court. Plenty of time for 6th players right on through 15. And they're getting action that is going to be helpful when big games come around the corner. Who knows? There might be one on Saturday here at 5 o'clock. Winner of Game 2, Mississinewa Legacy Christian, against the winner of Game 1. And obviously Fort Loramie, Mississinewa are favorites. Yeah, they are, and that will be a matchup. Mississinawa got some players. They got the player of the year in their league. Lormie's got the player of the year in their league. They got to get there first, but I think that just is just getting everything ready. I think that's going to be your final.
And again, to remind you, we are carrying game two here tonight between Mississinawa and Legacy. A tip-off at 7:30. If we have a running clock in game one, we might close out to 7:10, maybe as early as 7:15. I don't think we'll stretch on to 7:20 or so. Fort Loramie has everybody out on the floor shooting to her left, and Delaware Christian to her right, fans filing in here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We'll have more from our scene at tonight's doubleheader Girls Division 7 regional action on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCon in Minster. SecureCon. Online at SecureCon.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, both of these Division VII girls teams here tonight are hoping that momentum means a whole bunch. Delaware Christian has won 10 straight. Fort Loramie's won 10 of its last 11. Delaware Christian 20-3, 11-1, first place in the Mid-Ohio Christian Conference. Finishing second was Tree of Life Christian High School. The league includes the likes of Madison Christian, Granville Christian, Northside Christian. And this team, Delaware Christian, shoots threes at 24%. Field goals all told, twos and threes both at 46.1%, averaging 19 turnovers a game. Fort Loramie is forcing its opposition into 25 turnovers a game. We'll need to keep an eye on that. That's a statistic that if the trend starts early and continues, the Delaware Christian could be in trouble if they do not take care of the basketball. Fort Loramie has outpointed its foes this year by 17 points in the first half. Redskins have been getting off their very good starts and out-rebounding their opponents 32-20. Fort Loramie's committed 15 turnovers a game, Chuck, a little high for a head coach Carlos Siegel's club.
It is, but they've spent the year kind of trying to get the guard play going, and then Maddie Chateau went out late in the season, and she's done, so now they've had to revamp again. So, you know, but you said it earlier, and it's a fact. These games are allowing her to play these girls that don't have a lot of experience, and watching them Saturday, some girls that you told me about that I had watched, and, you know, they could be shaky at times, had a pretty nice game down at Tecumseh.
Now, improvement is shown among the reserves for Fort Loramie, no question. The young ladies are coming along, and head coach Carlos Siegel is taking advantage of this light end of season and tourney schedule to get minutes for the likes of Autumn Turner and Corinne Holscher and Izzy Meyer, Taylor Schmidt-Meyer, Kendall Tennery. 1.1 points a game for Liza Puppelman. Hey, she's in addition to 1 point per contest by the way of average, and she has looked good. We've seen a little bit of Marissa Snyder, Kylie South, Janelle Siegel, and Maya Grudich, but a whole host of Redskins getting action. And, boy, if they can just contribute a little bit, not a whole lot, maybe a basket here or there.
Right.
And take care of the ball.
Don't turn the ball over.
Exactly.
Autumn Turner had a terrific game at Tecumseh on Saturday. She's just getting better and better the more she gets acclimated into being in the starting lineup.
Yeah, she looks so well composed.
Yep.
Looks like she's been out there all season long. That's the image you get from her performances here of late. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Francis Schulze and Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams here tonight, the key building components, Fort Loramie, a fast start. Put its stamp on this game right away and let Delaware Christian know that Fort Loramie is the boss, a prohibitive favorite here tonight. Delaware Christian needs to be able to hang around for 16 minutes and switch the burden of pressure to the backs of Fort Loramie in the second half of this game. Will be a tall order for Delaware Christian to pull off, no question about it. Those are the key building components of this game tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you as dorm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Arushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Hello to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Thank you for sponsoring Shelby County Veterans Services. Such services offered include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282, 498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. We'll return with more in just a few minutes. We'll look back at Monday and Tuesday. We covered a couple of boys' games in Division II and Division VII here on Scores Broadcast. That and more. It's Fort Loramie Girls Regional Semifinal action tonight against Delaware Christian on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
As we await the start of tonight's Division 7 regional semifinal between Fort Loramie and Delaware Christian, let's reflect back, Chuck, on last night. The youth movement for the Fort Loramie boys took over. A couple of sophomores, a junior, played extremely well down the stretch, and Fort Loramie pulled out a scintillating overtime win, 48-46, against its opponent, Emmanuel Christian Academy of Springfield, a very worthy opponent. Which on most nights would have won the ball game, but didn't make the plays it needed in the last half minute or minute of the fourth quarter in the overtime period. Fort Loramie did.
Well, I think that comes down to Loramie making the plays. I mean, they had five or six offensive rebounds in the last 15 seconds, and I don't think they hit the rim with one of their shots. And then Loramie comes down, hits the two-pointer, takes it into overtime, and then Loramie pulled away from there. It was a really, really good basketball game. Yeah, a junior and two sophomores, and you're going to name them, had 36 of their points last night, and they were just terrific.
DJ Barhorst, Ian Grillo, Eli Heitkamp at crunch time, they got the job done. That's nice when you've got that kind of balance and your leading score on the year, just under 10 a game. Maxwell Maurer has 8, and three others exceed him in the scoring department. That oftentimes spells victory. Fort Loramie got it done. I was clued in regarding that winning goal by Heitkamp underneath the basket. I asked the players, I asked the coaches, how in the world did Eli come up out of the ground? It was almost like he came up out of the hardwood, made himself available right below the basket. And the word was that in scouting, Emmanuel Christian, Fort Loramie noticed that on out-of-bounds plays, Emmanuel Christian defensively went to player watching. They didn't follow the ball as much as they got caught up looking at bodies, and Fort Loramie used that to their advantage.
Yep.
And to sneak to pass to Heitkamp, he was available. Emmanuel Christian just got lost. Give Fort Loramie credit. And then the Redskins played great defense at the end of both the fourth period and the overtime session.
They did, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to go brain dead. Let me get him in here. Spencer Knopf, the kid came off the bench last night, did a great job defensively on their score, and had a couple of big rebounds, including the game winner at the other end that ended the clock.
Yep, sure did. Division II, Sydney Yellow Jackets ran into a buzzsaw on Monday night, and Miamisburg from the GWAC proved that last place in the Greater Western Ohio Conference is better than a division winner in the MVL.
Yeah, well, you got to decide. If you're going to join the MVL, you got a shot at winning the league. If you want to, win a tournament game, though, or two, you need to get into the GWAC.
That's very well said. You are exactly right for sure. Carla Siegel, year 26, head coach of Fort Loramie, which won its 1,000th game in program history this past Sunday. Carla, through 25 seasons, an average record per year of 22-5. That's an 82-83% winning mark. 18 SCAL titles, 11 of the last 12, 8 straight, 22 districts, 9 regionals, and 4 state championships. Josh Gast, head coach of Delaware Christian. He's been coaching for the girls team for 4 years, a year as an assistant. This is year 3 as the head man. His overall record, 46-25 at Delaware Christian, a winning percentage of 65%. Conference record of 26-10 during his tenure as the head man. The two were out here minutes ago talking, shaking hands, both Carla and Coach Gast. I tell you what, I can't help but think these coaches with just a few or several years' experience are in awe of Coach Siegel and her fabulous record. What a tradition girls basketball has at Fort Loramie.
Well, I coached for 30 years, and I'm in awe of her record at Fort Loramie, so there you go.
Hey, we've got starting lineups just around the corner. The opening tip is next. When we come back, Fort Loramie, Delaware Christian, girls D7 regional semifinals tonight, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We've had the playing of our national anthem, introduction of the starting lineups next. Fort Loramie, Delaware Christian Girls Division 7 Regional Semifinals here at Vandalia Butler. We've got game two tonight as well. Mississinewa Valley against Legacy Christian. So many thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge. Make your next play call with Wisebridge Wealth Management, located in Sydney. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Phone number again, 937-518-1776. Starting lineups for the Fort Loramie Redskins, the visiting team on the scoreboard. Autumn Turner begins at forward, 5'8", a senior, 1.5 points a game. She essentially filling the shoes of Maddie Chateau, who injured a knee out for the year, unable to close the campaign. Turner, a senior leader, as head coach Carla Siegel says, gets the starting nod, has been doing so since the loss of Maddie Chateau. Ariel Eichkamp, 2 points a game, out front at the point, 5'5", and a senior. Miley Chateau, 4 points a game, 5'7", a senior. Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewee on the front line. Victoria, 6 feet tall, a senior, 12 a game. And Brandewee, 5'10", senior, 19 points a game. For Delaware Christian, two leading scorers, Addie Beard, a 5'10", senior, Brooke Huffman, a 5'11", sophomore. They're averaging nearly 18 and 15, respectively. Couple of sisters, Julia Pearch, P-E-A-R-C-H, a senior, and Macy Pearch, a sophomore, averaging 6 and 3, respectively, are in the opening five. And Ellie T.D., like touchdown T.D., always spelled T-I-E-D-E, Ellie T.D., 4 points a game, 5'9", senior, also in the opening five. Huffman's got the ball as Delaware Christian comes away with the opening tip. Out of the right wing, it is Beard. Delaware Christian dribbling a little too much, and the ball is coughed up. Brandewee's got it for Fort Loramie. Outlet to Mesher. She goes up and under in the lane, and she's swatted on the arm, and she earns two free throws for her effort. Don't think you're going to beat Fort Loramie at the offensive end, Chuck, with that much dribbling. Got to work the ball a little more quickly through the air with forward passes.
Yeah, I think they're kind of feeling out what's going to happen. They haven't seen defense quite like this.
Free throw measure no good, too hard. Fort Loramie shooting fouls at 65% on the year. It has been up and down over the course of the campaign. Fairly significant slump. Late January, early February, it's improved since. Second free throw is good. 1-0 Fort Loramie. Here's full court pressure by the Redskins, and Delaware Christian does get it up and over the timeline. It's Julia Pearch, 35 feet away with the ball. Hands it off to Macy, her sister, Heitkamp, pressuring. A lot of dribbling by Pearch, and all of this is being done a good 25, 28 feet out of the court. Of course, a 94-foot floor here at Vandalia Butler. We are on the side of the floor behind the scorer's table. Fort Loramie bench to our right. Redskins fans directly behind us. 30 feet away, Julia Pearch lobs to an open player, Addie Beard. She lost the ball, scooped it up in the left corner, dealt to a teammate, Huffman, who double dribbled.
Yes, she had a shot, and she passed it up.
Yep, she did have an open look and could not pull the trigger, turned it over. 1-0 Redskins who bring it down. Heitkamp on the arc to Miley Chateau. Here's Autumn Turner lobbing way down inside to Brandewee. There's the catch and the make from 3 feet away. Good assist by Autumn Turner. The pass was spot on. 3-0 Fort Loramie. Here's Delaware Christian at midcourt. Macy Pearch down the floor, hands to a teammate. Ball bobbled, batted away, knocked to midcourt. Julia Pearch has it, and Fort Loramie strikes it loose. Here's Autumn Turner. Outlet to Miley Chateau. On the run to the rim. Oh, a beautiful, hard driving layup by Miley Chateau. Well done, Redskins in transition. Delaware Christian, we noted in the pregame, obviously has not seen defensive pressure like this all year long. And we've got a jump at midcourt as the Redskins shake the ball loose again. Held ball, Fort Loramie gets it.
Yeah, that's four turnovers so far in the first 2 minutes.
That we knew something had to give at Fort Loramie, allowing only 28 points a game, and its opponent, Delaware Christian, almost 47 against a lightweight schedule. Here's an elbow jump shot from 14 feet by Brandewee. Short of the mark, no good. Fort Loramie can't control the board. Out of bounds to the Eagles, whose colors, by the way, are a deep maroon or cardinal and gold. Delaware Christian in the white. Cardinal numbers outlined in gold. Fort Loramie black from top to bottom, red numbers, trimmed in white. Timeout call, Delaware Christian. 5:40 left in the first, 5-0 Fort Loramie. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to
meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, it's Delaware Christian basketball to our left. They've got to go the length of the floor, and Fort Norman right now won't let them do it. Christian still 80 feet from the basket. Ball punched out of bounds in backcourt by Fort Norman. So a new 10-second clock starts, right, Chuck?
Yes.
Fort Norman had them in trouble. A good 4 seconds or so had elapsed. Here is Macy Pierce in backcourt. Pitches it cross-court to our left into the second row of seats, the media row, out of bounds to Fort Lorman. Redskins to throw in at the head of the opposing team's bench. Lobbed in, Miley Chateau to Brandewee. On the court now, Corinne Holscher for Fort Lorman. Holscher, a sophomore, 5'11". In the right corner, open look, Miley Chateau, much too strong. Weak side rebound, Brandewee, shot fake, up and under, good for two. Avery Brandewee, nice maneuver, 7-0 Fort Lorman, 3 minutes gone.
The girl from Delaware stepped all the way out of bounds and saved it, but luckily for Lorman, they didn't see it.
Here come the Eagles, forecourt to a right, it's LATD. Throwing deep in the left corner, the teammate Brooke Huffman. Long three-point try, way off the mark. Rebound Fort Lorman. Heitkamp down to Brandewee. Hits a cutter measure. Left-handed shot by Victoria. Oh, what a finish on that play. Precision. 9-0 Fort Lorman. Redskins looking good here at the start. Takeaway at midcourt for Brandewee. She stepped in, ripped it out of the hands of Julia Pierce.
Quick whistle for a held ball right
there. It sure was a quick whistle. It didn't look held to me. It looked like it was touched briefly by two players.
Stolen is what that was.
Yep, Fort Lorman made a nice pickpocket, but it's ruled a jump. And the Eagles have the arrow. Fort Lorman stabs it out of bounds. 4:30 left in the first. Delaware Christian having a difficult time penetrating the three-point arc in this game. Right now they can't seem to find a way to get it over the timeline. 5 second count is on, and the five elapse. Six turnovers for Delaware Christian in 3.5 minutes. Heavy substitutions by Fort Lorman. Mesher had been out briefly. Kendall Tennery checks in. Avery Brandewee is on the sideline. Autumn Turner, far side of the floor. Near side, Corinne Holscher. Top of the circle, Mesher. Outside the arc on the right to Turner. Turner looks to the post, no one home. Goes straight away to Kendall Tennery, Jr., 5'7". Elbow on the left, it's Mesher. Lengthy shot for her from 16 feet. It bangs off the back iron. Rebound down to Delaware Christian. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, 9-0 Fort Lorman. Dribbling with the ball is Julia Pierce. Throws it down the right side to Brooke Huffman. Long cross-court heave to TD. TD to Beard. Beard goes baseline. And Fort Lorman spanks it right out of bounds. And Delaware Christian will have to throw it in once again. Far corner of the floor. 3:51 left. Ball pitched into the paint to Huffman. Huffman with a spin move. Banks it. Much too strong. But she is cracked on the arm. Foul with Fort Lorman. A couple foul shots here for Brooke Huffman, a 5'11 sophomore. 14.7 a game on the year for Brooke. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dribbles. And she scores at the free throw line. So at the 3:48 mark, Delaware Christian on the board, 9-1 Fort Lorman. Myriad of changes again for the Redskins. Brandewee in, and she's on the front line along with Mesher. Miley Chateau out there as well, along with Tennery. Second foul shot is up there by Huffman. It's strong. Mesher yanks down the board. Mesher up and over the timeline. Mesher throws to the three-point shooter. It is way short by Turner. Good offensive rebound low on the right before Lorman, and it's laid up and in by Avery Brandewee. Brandewee with two. 3:29 left to go here in the first quarter. It's 11-1 Fort Loramie. Here's a long three ball from the right wing. Yes, Addie Beard counters. Beard on the long deuce by Delaware Christian, or I should say the long tray. 11-4 Fort Loramie, which throws to the post. Chateau inside the measure, broken up on the play by Macy Pierce of Delaware Christian. Ball goes out of bounds. Heitkamp back in for Fort Loramie. Liza Puppelman checks in for the Redskins, a freshman. Brandowee catches top of the key, handoff on the play to Mesher. Mesher swings way back behind the arc. 2:58 to go first quarter, 11-4 Fort Loramie. Brandowee straight away to Heitkamp, now to Miley Chateau. Left wing goes baseline, running to the rim, and banks it in on the go. Miley Chateau, a couple of similar-looking field goals coming in from the left flank. 13-4, two nice baskets by Chateau. 2:36 left here in the first quarter. Here's a pass from the top of the key by the Eagles down to the block, and Fort Loramie spoils it. It goes out of bounds. Ball being pitched onto the court of play by Julia Perch, right into the hands of Brandowee. Brandowee strides down the hardwood. Top of the key, foul line pulls up. Hands to Puppelman, now to Heitkamp between the rings. Left wing, it's Miley Chateau. Here's Liza Puppelman, top of the circle. Mesher comes out to catch. Heitkamp 25 feet away. Brandowee into the post to Mesher. She dives into the paint, banks up a six-footer, around and out. Good hustle by Puppelman, who forces the held ball on the board attempt, and the Redskins will keep it. Baseline left, Heitkamp to pitch it onto the court of play. Lobs it out to Mesher. Mesher catches, tries a running left-hander. It flares off the iron. She was tagged on the wrist as she delivered it, and she gets two. 2:05 left, opening quarter, 13-4 Fort Loramie. Two free throws here for Victoria Mesher. Redskins, as I noted, shooting fouls at 65%. Field goals on the year at 49, 26% from three. Free throw shot by Mesher. Yes, she's got it. 14-4 Fort Loramie. Second free throw by Mesher in the air. And she pops that one through as well. 15-4 Redskins. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. Dribbling up the near side with the basketball is Julia Perch. Broken up and stolen. Mesher on the run out to the hoop with the left. No good. Rebound missed by Brandowee. Partially blocked. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 15-4 Redskins. 1:51 left here in the first. The Delaware Christian Eagles in the white with cardinal numbers, gold trim, come to midcourt, and Fort Loramie claws the ball away. Then the Redskins throw a bad pass, picked off by the Eagles. Backcourt, it's Macy Pierce, 1.5 to go here in the first quarter. 15-4 Fort Loramie. Brooke Huffman weaving top of the circle, goes down the right side to Addie Beard. Beard to Julia Perch, squeezes her way into the lane, lost it, got it back. Threw it to Huffman in the corner. Huffman slings it on top to Addie Beard. 1:15 to go in the first. Beard juking right, then left, spinning back to the basket. Foul line, top of the circle. Autumn Turner all over Beard. Ball dealt to Huffman. Huffman got away with a walk, no call. 1 minute left, opening quarter. Here's Beard. Ball flipped into the right corner to the three-point shooter for Delaware Christian. It is Huffman, way off the mark. No good. Rebound Brandowee. Brandowee storms down the floor. Gave it up to Mesher for two. Redskins, after getting the defensive board, run the break well. Mesher fouled in the act of scoring an and one here for Fort Loramie. Huffman picked up foul number two. 15-point score this year for the Eagles as two personals. Mesher at the stripe for the three-point chance. She's made 3 of 4 at the charity line in this game. 17-4 Fort Loramie. 46.3 to go in the opening stanza. Brandowee and Miley Chateau out. It's Mesher, Heitkamp, Tenery. Foul shot, Mesher. Yes, she completes the three-point play. Also in the hardwoods of Fort Laramie is Corinne Holscher. Here comes Delaware Christian in backcourt. Three quarters of a minute to go. And Fort Laramie works out its zone defense here for the last 40 seconds of the opening period. Out on top defensively. At the front of the zone is Izzy Meyer. Here's a long three-pointer, 30-footer, hoisted up a beard, hit the backboard, no good. Rebound, Heitkamp of Fort Laramie. 22 ticks to go, first quarter. Heitkamp down the right side to Schmidtmeyer, who is in. Taylor Schmidtmeyer, a junior. Down to 11 to go in the quarter. Ball thrown to Heitkamp, foul line. She resets, top of the key, with six to play. Heitkamp down the right side. Flips it near side to Turner. Long three-pointer, Autumn Turner banked it, hit the rim. No. Quarter closes, 18-4, Fort Laramie. On scores, broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, we are now your new community go-to store. Hey, we're Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie on South Main. We've gone local. We have found out directly from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've made them available, like Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winter's Meats, and more. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh to order subs, salads, and wraps. A more varied selection of soft drinks, plus our new station with piping hot coffee. Stop by today, see all the new items, plus your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie, your new community go-to store. Thanks so much to Schaefer Market. Completing year number one here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I've been in Schaefer Market a number of times, and you'll love the great selection. It is outstanding. You told the store what you want, and Schaefer Market's made it available. Couple turnovers each way to start the second quarter. Fort Laramie with the ball. Head of the key at Heitkamp. Right flank it goes on the play to Schmidtmeyer. Coming out to catch for Fort Laramie is Kendall Tenery. Left flank, Corinne Holscher. Ball dealt into the right corner. Comes out on top now to Tenery. Redskins working around. Head coach Carlos Siegel has both Mesher and Brandewee on the bench at the moment. Starter Miley Chateau, starter Ariel Heitkamp, both out there. Ball thrown baseline left. Open player shoots the seven-footer and makes it. Beautiful ball rotation for Kendall Tenery. And she slipped free, made the short jumper. All net, didn't touch the rim. 20-4, Fort Laramie in the lead. Zone defense being exercised here by the Redskins. First 92nd, second period of action. Here's Julia Pierce with the ball 35 feet away. And she's being hemmed in way out on the floor. Deals it to Ellie Teedy. Teedy on the give to Addie Beard. Here's the drive, barreling to the rim. Got it for two. Addie Beard with a spirited move down the right side of the lane. She wedged her way through, probed the middle of the floor, got a two-pointer to drop. 22-6, Fort Loramie. Here's a wing jump shot, banked in by Corinne Holscher. A lengthy deuce, an 18-footer. Corinne's nodding her head, I meant to bank it.
It's an old John Wooden jump shot right there.
5:41 left, second quarter, 22-6, Fort Loramie. Delaware Christian, long lob pass, high on the right. Dealt to the low block on the left, Julia Pierce. Tried to hit Brooke Huffman. The pass was too tall. Out of bounds. It sailed. Brandewee back on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Along with Mesher, Liza Puppelman in there too. 5:28 left here in quarter number two. 22-6 Fort Loramie. Mesher over the timeline. High left to Brandewee. Man-to-man defense by Delaware Christian. Fort Loramie's man-to-man most of the time. Some zone by the Redskins defensively. Brandewee with the elbow on the left to Miley Chateau, left corner Mesher. Mesher drives baseline, coughed up the ball, bounced it on the stripe, out of bounds to the Eagles. 22-6, Fort Loramie leads. 5 minutes even left here in the second quarter. Don't forget, we've got game two tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Mississinewa Valley against Legacy Christian. Tonight's two winners play on Saturday at 5 for the regional title and a berth in the state Final Four. Driving to the right corner is Addie Beard for Delaware. She got below the basket, too far under. Her shot hit the glass on the underneath side, came down. There was a massive scrum in the paint. Foul on the Eagles, which climbed over the back of a Redskin. Substitution for Fort Loramie, Janelle Siegel in, 5'8 sophomore, Siegel on the floor. 4:46 left here in quarter number two. Mesher will bring it down to midcourt for the Redskins. She crosses over, being guarded by Addie Beard, top of the key. Ball loop left corner to the three-point shooter, and guess what? Enter Janelle Siegel, swish on a trifecta. A long three ball by Janelle Siegel, and the Redskins subs are playing extremely well. There's a baseline drive by Delaware Christian, and the player for the Eagles got shoved in the back, knocked to the floor. Common personal, ball out of bounds to Delaware, right of the rim. 25-6 Fort Loramie. Inbounding the basketball is Julia Pierce. Into the post to a teammate. Back to Pierce. Line drive three. A little heavy. Weak side board by Mesher. Here comes Fort Loramie to midcourt. Mesher steers her way down the left side of the lane. Her arm is grabbed as she goes up to shoot it. She has been at the line on a regular basis.
4 of 5 in the first quarter.
4:05 left here in the first half. 25-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Foul shot by Mesher, yes. That's good to see. Victoria 5 of 6 at the charity stripe.
She gets there a lot, so she needs to make them.
It's better than 80%. Head coach Carla Siegel nodding her head. Second shot, Mesher. In again, 2 in a row. 27-6 Redskins as they shore up the foul shooting here in this regional semifinal. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. 27-6 Fort Loramie. Here's Julia Pierce in backcourt. Long baseball pass up ahead. Great pick off by Brandewee. Feeds Puppelman. Layup from the left wing is good. Liza Puppelman leaked out the other way. Brandewee hit her. Timeout Eagles, 3:47 to go. Second quarter, 29-6 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate Westgate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
It is Delaware Christian possession. Eagles are down to 23. Fort Loraming looking sharp. Players off the bench doing quite well. Here's a long pass to midcourt. Caught over the shoulder by Beard of Delaware Christian. Handoff on the play to Julia Pierce. Here's the sandwich, the double team near the timeline. Ball shaken loose. Interception by Brandon Wee. She's out in front. Avery to the rim with the left hand. Scores! And she's fouled. Avery Brandon Wee. A nifty play. Went with the offhand. She averted a possible deflection by not shooting with the right. Went up with the left. Tearing that one in off the glass. Excellent play by Brandon Wee. 31-6 Fort Loramie. 3:31 left here in the second quarter. Brandon Wee for the and one. It is good. Foul shooting sharp for Fort Loramie. Delaware Christian against Fort Loramie's pressure in backcourt. Pitches into Pierce. Fort Loramie manages to slap it away. Deflection by the Redskins. It'll be inbounded again by the Eagles. Fort Loramie now on the floor at this moment has Brandewee along with Turner. Also out there, I believe, is Schmidtmeyer. Tennery will catch the fifth. Holscher. And Corinne Holscher is player number five. 3:16 to go, second quarter. 32-6 Fort Loramie. Delaware Christian has the ball poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie, far corner of the floor. The Eagles will throw in Macy Pierce, playmaker, about 10 feet up from the corner of the floor at side court. She had a player open, missed her, now tries to find her, and Fort Loramie is there in time to pick it off. It's Brandewee. She bulldozes down the court. Brandewee into the lane, up and in and off the backboard. 34-6 Fort Loramie. Redskins turning live ball turnovers into points frequently in this game. Mistakes adding up for Delaware Christian. Over guarding called against Fort Loramie, 25 feet from the basket. It's on Schmidtmeyer. 34-6 Redskins. 2:51 to go in the second. Delaware Christian against the schedule, which certainly was not real strong. Turned it over 17, 18 times a game, and the Redskins are on a pace to turn over the Eagles at a far greater percentage than that. Again, substitutions for Fort Loramie will catch the new young ladies on the court momentarily. Ball inbounded on the arc to Macy Pierce. Flips it near side to Addie Beard. They clear out for her. She wants to drive. Might have pushed off. No call. Hand off to Pierce. Back to Beard. Center circle. Beard at 17.6. Per game this season, boy, she is being spied on by a host of black jerseys. She can't get free. She must give it up. Throws it to Macy Pierce. 5 second count is on. Delaware Christian gets it away. Caught top of the circle by Addie Beard. Great defense by Fort Loramie. Delaware Christian cannot crack the arc. They're playing this possession 25, 30 feet out on the floor. 30 feet away handling the ball is Ellie Teedy. Throws to Brooke Huffman in the post. Good back to the basket maneuver. Nice drop step. Yes for two and a foul on Fort Loramie. Brooke Huffman showing why she's at 15 points a game. 34-8 Fort Loramie. Free throw coming for Huffman. Winner of this game takes on the Mississinewa Valley Legacy Christian victor. That's game two. We've got the action for you right here on Scores Broadcast. Huffman connects at the stripe. It's 34-9 Fort Loramie. Working down the left side, Miley Chateau for the Redskins on the arc to Heitkamp. Heitkamp, left-hand bounce. Beers back out. Throws foul line. Ball handled there by Marissa Snyder, who's in. Snyder, a 5'8 crush. Foul over guarding down on the block against the Eagles. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 94 seconds to go here in the first half of play. Mesher, Turner, Brandewee coming back in for the Redskins. Coming out are 30, 22, and 43. Snyder leaves. Spittmeyer leaves. So does Holscher. Avery Brandewee gets another deuce. Short pass from out of bounds. Low block right side off the window. Bucket for Brandewee. 36-9 Fort Loramie. Here's Huffman, top of the key for the Eagles. On the arc to Pierce, right corner Huffman. Julia Pierce, baseline right, Huffman wants to drive. She's doubled, can't do it. Deflected pass, smacked out of bounds at side court, almost landed on somebody's highly expensive camera in Media Row. Ooh, that's a close call. It did hit a laptop computer. 107 left, second quarter, 36-9 Fort Loramie. B7 girls, regional semifinals. Mesher punches that one out of bounds in the corner. Inbounding for Delaware Christian is Macy Pierce. 5'7 sophomore down in the right corner of the floor. A few feet up at side court.
Come on, girls!
5 second count is on. It's entered to Teedy. Teedy's boxed in the corner, has nothing to do but throw it off the leg of Miley Chateau. It goes out of bounds. Now the officials confer. 1 minute to go in the first half. 36-9. Fort Loramie leading, inbounding. Macy Pierce goes baseline to sister Julia, and she stepped on the end line. How many turnovers for Delaware Christian?
15.
Now they've almost reached their per-game average for the season in less than one half here today against Fort Loramie. 52 seconds to go, second quarter, 36-9 Redskins. Autumn Turner on the arc on the right. To Brandewee, 25 feet away. Into the post of Mesher. Spinning, turning, dribbles once, double dribbled. Violation, Fort Loramie. 42.7 left to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up 27. And you can bet Delaware Christian will see a host of Redskins reserves in the third and fourth periods.
They've seen a bunch in the first half.
Sure have, as Fort Loramie continues to tune up its second-line players. They've been getting better, improving, developing rapidly here over the past few weeks since the loss of Matty Shadow to the knee injury. 1.5 minute remaining here in the first half. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Inbounding, baseline right. Addie Beard looks for Huffman, can't find her. Deals on the arc to Pierce. Into the post to Beard. And Fort Loramie fights for a momentary loose ball. And it's ruled Delaware Christian is on the end line again, another turnover. Redskins will bring it down with 25.3 to go in the second. Heitkamp to midcourt on the bounce. Picked up a Macy Pierce. Left side, Miley Chateau. Now to Turner with 14 left. Now Brandewee, 20 feet out on the right. Goes near side to Turner. 8 to play in the half. Turner stops her dribble. Goes to Heitkamp on the arc. Right wing Mesher. Long three ball. Heavy. Weak side rebound by Miley Chateau. Has the shot crammed. It's ruled a foul in the act of shooting. And that was a mistaken call. That was clean.
Yeah.
Delaware Christian should have gotten credit for a steal, a knockaway right there. But instead, with time having expired, Fort Loramie will get two free throws from Miley Chateau. 36-9 Redskins as we are set to head to the locker room for the halftime break.
That was the third foul on Julia Pierce, too, and they don't have much in the way of subs.
Nope. Three subs on the bench. Eight players here representing Delaware Christian as Miley Chateau calmly swishes free throw number one and follows that one up with all net as well. 38-9 Fort Loramie over Delaware Christian at the half on scorespodcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. We are your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports, scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie 38, Delaware Christian 9 at halftime, which is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen this, but Loramie has a 14-1 rebounding advantage, 7-0 on the offensive boards. Delaware Christian turned it 16 times. The Redskins turned it 3. 2-for-3 from the free throw line for Delaware Christian. On the other side, they are 9-of-10 from the free throw line.
I like it.
That's impressive. Individual scoring for, what's their nicknames?
Eagles.
The Eagles. Okay, I'm going to call them Delaware Christian. The individual scoring for the Eagles. They only had two young ladies score, Addie Beard with 5 and Brooke Huffman with 4. They scored 4 and 5, 9 for the first half. Fort Loramie led by Avery Brandewee with 13, 10 for Victoria Mesher. Then they got 6 from Miley Chateau. She had a nice first half. They got 3 from Janelle Siegel off the bench. They got 2 from Liza Poppelman. They got 2 from Kendall Tennery. They got 2 from Corinne Holscher. They scored 18 and 20 and lead at 38-9 at the half.
A big 29-point lead for the Redskins, who played probably, what, a dozen, 13 young ladies first two quarters, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, they played almost, there's only like 2 or 3 people that did not get in, so, and they dressed 15.
Redskins free throw shooting sharp, and the pressure has eaten up Delaware Christian so far. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio, is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie. Fort Loramie Girls 38, Delaware Christian 9. Seconds away from the start of our third period here on scoresbroadcast.com. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, a proud sponsor, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. It is Delaware Christian basketball after a held ball immediately after the start of the third quarter. And the Fort Loramie opponents bring the ball into the forecourt to our left in front of the Delaware bench. Dribbling, driving, storming down the left side of the lane, hurling up a shot on the run is Addie Beard. And she is slapped across the shoulder, earning two free throws. Beard at the stripe. 17.6 score per game on the year for the Eagles. And here so far in this contest tonight, she has tallied five. The free throw is no good. Played 30 seconds, third quarter. Fort Loramie up to 29. 38-9. Shot the Beard. Good. 38-10. Of course, it takes a 35-point advantage in order for the continuous clock to roll into place. Fort Loramie's lob for Miley Shadow underneath the Brandewee. And then the ball is delivered back out on the arc and out of bounds into the Redskins bench. Delaware Christian will bring it down up and over the timeline. Handling the basketball is Macy Pierce. Pierce's sister, Julia, takes the cross-court pass. Ball dealt on the play to Addie Beard. And immediately Fort Loramie ties it up and gets the arrow. A cutaway styling salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style and make you smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, and Kathy Wilson. Redskins on the attack to our right, very patiently working the ball around. It's Heitkamp, right wing to Miley Chateau. Fort Loramie's had it for a good 25 seconds. Below the foul line to Mesher. She ducks into the paint and makes the shot go in. It hung up there on the back iron. Kerplunk, it fell through for Victoria. It's 40-10. Autumn Turner claws the ball away at midcourt. She shook it loose to Heitkamp, to Miley Chateau. Layup, got it. 42-10. As we creep ever closer to the 35-point difference and a running clock. Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's Fort Loramie gets the steal. On the loose is Miley Chateau. She streaks down the left side of the floor and lays it through again. 44-10, Fort Loramie. Under six to play here in the third. Over and back violation on the Delaware Christian Eagles. Another turnover. They have exceeded 20.
That is 20. And that's what happens. You pick the ball up right at the midcourt line. That's another defender.
Yep. Yep, that boundary you can't cross over works against you. 5.5 left in the third. Fort Loramie up to 34. Far right wing at Chateau into the post to Brandewee. Back to Miley. Thought about the three. Didn't deliver. Fed it tight, camp, top of the circle. Autumn Turner, left flank, behind the arc. Ball revolved to the right wing to Brandewee. Baseline right to Turner, shot fake. Now Heitkamp. Here's Mesher, 25 feet away. Brandewee rolling to the basket, knocked out of bounds by the Eagles. Cutaway Styling Salon, 40 years in business. 4 decades of experience at Cutaway. Renee Mesher, Deb Gubo, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Our experience, it's your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, and you will come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here's Brandewee at the mid-range. Shot fake, then goes up. It is banked and rolling off, but she was tipped on the wrist as she released it. Two free throws for Avery to push this to a running clock. 4:54 to go, third quarter. Free throw, Brandewee shot it. Scoreboard reads 45-10. Technically, Chuck, the running clock should kick in during the free throw period.
Well, they ran one more second off.
Brandewee again, and that one is true as well. Right down through the cylinder. 46-10 Fort Loramie. And here comes Delaware Christian to midcourt. Veering off to the right is Macy Pierce. Behind the arc to Addie Beard, left-hand dribble. And she runs right into Avery Brandewee, who pickpockets and goes 50 feet for the layup. Avery Brandewee, Johnny on the spot right there as the Eagles dribbled right into a...
That would have been an assist.
Yep. Delaware Christian bounced the ball right into a nest of trouble. Almost did it again right there. Foul line Huffman. Huffman navigates the middle of the floor below the foul stripe. Hacked on the arm is Brooke Huffman. Two free throws coming. 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Clock not stopping on the free throw attempts. Continuous clock in play, 48-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Free throw Huffman is good. Hey, remember, Barker Insurance in Fort Loramie, or I should say north of I-75 on 25A, has served the region since 1972. It celebrates over 50 years in business, and it's earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker Insurance, 25A, a mile north of I-75. It will customize and tailor a plan of insurance for your auto, home, farm, life, and business. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Fort Loramie tries a long three. It's no good. Delaware Christian rebounds. Gets away with a big-time travel. Fort Loramie fans didn't like the no call. Then Delaware Christian saves it from going over and back at midcourt. Fort Loramie steals. Mesher down the floor. Takes a tumble. Get up, Victoria. Don't get hurt. 2:45 to go. Third quarter. Continuous clock is running. Fort Loramie leads at 48-12. Play a bit sloppy right now. Avery Brandewee checks out.
Well, the officials can't afford to check out because that's when somebody gets hurt.
That's a good point. Very good point. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. These big three with us each and every Fort Loramie contest all year long. Geyer's, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires. And we say hello to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Delaware Christian Bench. Unhappy about the fact that the Redskins lead 48-12, and Fort Loramie still playing hard.
Yeah, but I'm okay with the playing hard.
On the sideline, Delaware Christian tries to enter the ball, can't do it. 5-second call. Redskins have a host of subs out there right now. On the floor is Janelle Siegel, who's made a three in this game.
And Beard's coming off, and she hurt her knee.
Taylor Schmidtmeyer out there for Fort Loramie, too. Far side of the court is Corinne Holscher. Mesher brings it up to the timeline. In tense situations, she will be handling the ball up over center court against a pressure for sure. Against stronger opponents, no question about it. 1:11 left in the third quarter, 48-12 Fort Loramie. Redskins work the ball around. Siegel on the arc to Mesher between the rings. Outside the arc on the left, it's Holscher. Bouncing straight away to Tennery. Tennery ball high overhead. Feeds Mesher 35 feet away. Eliza Puppelman set to check in along with a teammate for Fort Loramie. 46 ticks to go here in the third. Ball deflected by the Eagles. It rolls away from Schmidtmeyer, who grabs it back and feeds Mesher with 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie up 48-12. Mesher spins below the foul line, navigates the middle. Ball deflected, rolls to midcourt. Fort Loramie gets it back. Thrown to Mesher, left corner. 19 seconds to go, third period. Mesher's got Siegel to her right. Mesher dribbles that way. Throws on top to Tennery. Siegel pops out on the left and makes another three. How about that? Janelle Siegel, two triples in off the bench. The 5'8 sophomore has been lighting it up as the third quarter closes. Fort Loramie subs shining in this regional semifinal. Way to go, Gauss. 51-12, Fort Loramie. We'll start the fourth in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Yep, Fort Loramie's on top at 39. A big bright spot, Chuck, at the charity strike.
They missed their first one, and they've made 11 in a row now, 11 of 12 from the free throw line.
Oh, Redskins scalding hot shooting fouls. That's a good sign. And the play by reserves has been sparkling here against Delaware Christian. And the Redskins experiment with the zone once again. Mesher is out at the point. Here's the ball thrown to Macy Pierce in the lane. Delivers to the three-point shooter. It is off the back of the rim. Hits the side rim. The other side of the iron won't go in for Delaware Christian. Almost went down for Brooke Huffman. And Fort Loramie snagged the rebound. Continuous clock. 30 seconds gone here in the fourth. Top of the circle, Brandewee, right wing Puppelman. Swings it on top to Mesher. Outside the arc on the left to Turner. Turner, right wing, Brandewee, shot fake. Twists into the lane. Oh, a banker is good. Athletic play by Brandewee. And she is dealt a blow on the arm as she released the ball. It went in. It counts. An and one. My, oh, my, Chuck, what touch. I didn't think that had a chance to go in the way Avery flung it up there.
So strong. She got her arm. She could hardly get her arm above her head.
Exactly. Boy, she was held big time and still generated the 2 points. And another free throw good by Fort Loramie. A dozen straight at the strike for the Redskins, who lead it 54-12. 6:34 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie will take on the winner of game two, Mississinewa Legacy, Saturday at 5 in a regional final. Ball dealt into the post to Ellie Teedy. She doesn't shoot. Gives it up left corner to Huffman, who arches a three off the ring. Long rebound, Delaware Christian, which still controls. Fort Loramie now man-to-man. Here's Mesher, got a foot on the ball. Out of bounds, far side of the court. Inbounding for Delaware Christian, Macy Pierce. Just under six to play here in the fourth quarter. Pierce gives it up, gets it back. Fort Loramie zoning once more. Baseball pass cross court. Then a baseline drive and a shot made and a foul. Brooke Huffman pours in two. You'll grind your first 10 tools free. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level jobs. You can also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Three-point play the old-fashioned way to her left by Delaware Christian. And then Miley Chateau is cracked on the arm while shooting for Fort Loramie. And she makes another free throw. Redskins searing hot at the stripe. That one lit the rim and came out. What is that, Chuck? 13 for 15?
13 for 15, yep.
Rebound down to Delaware Christian. Redskins hot at the stripe in this game. We're near the four-minute mark. Continuous clock in play. Shortly after the close of game one, we will go offline for 5 to 10 minutes, then come back online for game two between Mississinawa and Legacy. 3:53 left in the fourth. 55-15, Fort Loramie, top of the circle with the ball. Julia Pierce on the arc to Addie Beard. Good defense by Heitkamp. Beard gives it up to Pierce. Now it's Addie Beard with it. She retreats to center circle, tries to open up the floor. There's a baseball pass cross court by Julia Pierce to Beard. She tried to sneak in behind a double screen. Fort Loramie was up to it. Beard dribbles some more, steps back, wants to shoot the three, simply cannot do it. Fort Loramie's defense has got her stopped, and the Eagles get a timeout, and that will stop the clock with 3:13 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 55-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began way back in 1986. One large customer today, 200 additional businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. After the timeout, a play is arranged for Addie Beard, who shoots the triple for the Eagles. It's no good. In and out. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Puppelman up ahead to Siegel. In the lane to the cutter. Holscher on the finish. Nicely done. Corinne Holscher looking good. Fine play by her. Boy, she caught it and shot it in one motion. The ball was delivered in her shooting zone. Here's a hook shot in the lane. Tried by Ellie T.D. of Delaware Christian. It's no good. Rebound by Fort Loramie with 2.5 to go in the fourth. And the Redskins up 57-15. A&M Pallet pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 to 4. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Three-point shot by Addie Beard is good for the Eagles. Janelle Siegel tries one, attempting to match it from the left wing for Fort Loramie. It's short. Rebound Redskins, 95 seconds left in the game, 57-18 Fort Loramie. It's Siegel in the right corner. Now to Tennery, now to Puppelman. Fort Loramie, milking clock. Baseline left, short jump shot.
Rebound
is tried by Tennery, hits the rim, skims away. Loose ball, Redskins have it. Puppelman, top of the circle. Gives it up on the arc to Spickmeyer. Back to Liza. 107 to go in the fourth. 57-18. Fort Loramie leads. Redskins on to a regional championship in D7 on Saturday at 5 against Legacy Christian or Mississinawa Valley. That game coming up after this one. A reminder, we will go offline for a very short stretch and then return with a compressed pregame before the start of game two, which on paper is supposed to begin at 7:30. It may or may not start at that time. I would think it would. This game's going to end at 7:05. Here's a cross-court pass by Puppelman. Oh, a fine throw. Ball caught low on the left. Was that Holscher or Siegel, Chuck?
That was Holscher. That was on the inbound play. Good back screen.
Yep, sure was. Fine delivery. Holscher caught it low on the left. She was right there with Siegel. It was Holscher who picked it off and laid it in. Ball coughed up midcourt for Delaware Christian. It is Holscher. Late delivery to Puppelman for a layup with 7 seconds to go. Redskins have hit 61. 61-18. And Delaware Christian dribbles out the last few ticks, and that's it. Fort Loramie 61, Delaware Christian 18, as the Redskins thump them here in the regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Volley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Chuck, the final score was 61-18. Is that correct? Redskins defeat Delaware Christian easily. They put 30 minutes on the clock between games. It's counting down. It says 28-22 until tip for game two tonight. We'll go offline in just a few minutes and then return about 15 minutes before tip with an abbreviated pregame. I'm Jack with Chuck. How the Redskins get it done? I know the foul line shooting was splendid, Chuck.
Yeah, they went to the free throw line. They were 12 of 15 from the free throw line. Dominated the board, which they assumed. Turned them over 24 times in the game. Individual scoring. 2 girls scored for Delaware Christian. The Eagles had Addie Beer with 9 and Brooke Huffman with 9. So those 2 young ladies leading scorers on the year. had their 18 points for the game. On the other side, a lot more people scored. Avery Brandaway, Player of the Year in Division 7. That's my vote. She had 20. They got 12 from Mesher, 11 from Chateau. I thought she had a terrific game.
Yep.
And then they got 6 from Janelle Siegel off the bench with a couple of threes, 6 from Corinne Holscher off the bench. Those two played extremely well. And freshman Liza Poppelman had 4. I'm going to go with Brandwee and Chateau as my players of the game.
They are our Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We are going offline for the next 10-12 minutes or so, then we will return. We'll re-enter programming with a little Van Halen, but we will be offline for the next 10 minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. 61-18, Fort Loramie victorious over Delaware Christian in game one. Redskins on Saturday at 5 here at Vandalia play the winner of game two, Mississinawa, and Legacy. And we've got the call for you in about 12 minutes or so here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.